Schauger. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy, and I'll give you a moment here to compose yourself because there's something that I'd like to say. We've been sitting here listening to you thank all of the people that helped you and all the organizations that helped you and everything. So I will, on behalf of everybody you helped, thank you because it's always amazed me, buddy. It's always amazed me how far you go for the community, the causes that are important to you year after year, month after month. It's just it's a nonstop thing with you and this show. And you should be really proud. And so, you know, I sit here and I listen to you thank all the people that helped you out and everything, but somebody needs to thank you. And though I wasn't part of this particular one, I read the article today, I listened to you and the emotion and everything, and I think it just needs to be said. But you should be real proud. And I think it's fantastic, all this amazing stuff that you do and the way you can rally the support you do. And it's great for the community. So way to go, buddy.
Thanks, man. Yeah, yesterday was definitely a different experience. A lot of fun, really kind of hit home for me. It reminded me when the first ever suit I got wasn't a brand new suit. It was a hand-me-down for my cousin. I thought it was pretty damn cool, and it just reminded me of that yesterday. So it was awesome.
You look at those old pictures, eh? You look at old pictures of what, like, our own graduations or what the styles were and the suits looked like, and it's just like, there's no such thing as a good fitting suit when you're that age, but you just do your absolute best to try and make it work, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why you need Sterling from Dirks there, because he form fits it. Exactly. And they do all the alterations, and yeah, these guys are going to be the best dressed kids, that they're going to look awesome, and more importantly, they're just going to feel proud, which is the whole reason for it. Speaking of proud, Habs fans, Bruins fans, both sides proud. One side's going to be devastated tonight. One side's going to be electrified. Game 7, it's always hard to predict. We saw the road team win last night. The Rangers, Henrik Lundqvist, and Richards, they never lose. They're 7-0 in Richards' case, and Lundqvist has won his last five Game 7s. Anybody on either roster tonight on any sort of hot streak when it comes to Game 7s?
Yeah, well, Josh Georges is a perfect 3-0. I don't have the entire list in front of me, but he's undefeated. A lot of these Bruins guys like Lucic and Bergeron, they're playing in their ninth. They're 4-4 in the eight that they've played. So they've had mixed results. But, yeah, Josh Georges is a perfect 3-0, and he's one of the great unsung heroes of this series and of this team because he sits at the hand of PK Subban. He's his D partner, and PK is all over the map. He's up to the ice, and he's down the ice, and he's back and forth and all over the place, and Josh Georges just holds down the fort. Led the team in ice time last game, blocked a whole pile of shots, led them in penalty kill time. He's just one of those unsung players who every game plays the exact same way and is just a real good, solid player. And he is 3-0 in Game 7.
So Moan out tonight?
Yeah, I think it'll be the exact same lineup that it was in Game 6. And I think that this will be the first time where Michel Therrien has gone with the same lineup from the previous game. He's made a subtle change every game so far in this series. But it looks like it'll be the same thing. Although they didn't run line rushes today, but I think that's what it'll look like.
Okay. The matchups on home ice, Ryan, have you noticed, are they significantly different from Boston to Montreal? Like, does Julian really get better matchups at home in this series?
I think he tries. But, look, when you have Char out there half the game, you're going to come close to getting him out there against the people you want most nights. He'll see a lot of Pacioretty in this game. In Montreal, they were able to try and sort of keep that line away from him a little bit. But I think that on home ice, like the difference in Boston to me has been the Montreal power play. Like the Canadians have scored two power play goals in all three games here in Boston. Well, that's the difference in a game right there.
Yep.
And I know they've only won one of the games, but their power play in Boston has been exceptional. So whatever the matchups are 5-on-5, the Canadians need to find a way to turn this into a battle of power plays. And I'm not sure exactly how to do that, but they don't want to play all night 5-on-5 against Boston or they will lose.
That's a great stat, Ryan. You look at it, the Bruins, obviously they'll be preaching discipline. And not that those penalties necessarily are undisciplined at times. If Montreal is using their speed, they're just going to force Boston at times to be in bad positions where they have to take a penalty.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing. If you look at what Montreal was able to do at the start of Game 6, it didn't have anything to do with home ice advantage. Nothing, except maybe if they were a little amped up by their own fans. But if you're not amped up for the start of a Game 7, regardless of where you're playing, you got a problem. So what they were able to do is they got back to being the faster team. They got back to stretching the ice out with stretch passes. They got back to chipping it behind Boston's D and just being first on pucks and creating havoc. So for the first time in the series, you really got the feeling that 5-on-5, Montreal was carrying the play. The trick is to figure out how to duplicate that on the road, right from the word go. And that has been what Montreal's been trying to figure out this whole series. Their power play has gotten them by, but how do you do that when you're in the other team's rink? Come out with that reckless abandon and to really assert yourself on the game rather than waiting for it to come to you. And that is their challenge. And they have to do it. The team who scores first has won every game in this series. And I know Boston's shown the ability to come back. This ain't the Toronto Maple Leafs. I cannot see this Montreal team spitting the bit in a third period in a Game 7 the way Toronto did. Carey Price is not James Reimer.
Yeah. unlikely that that's going to happen. Ron Rashog from TSN joins us in Boston. You know what's fun? I do have to say something. I have had that picture of you and Mudryk saved for about a year. And I haven't used it. I've just been waiting and waiting. So I don't know if it was Parker, whoever fed that to Aaron Ward. I have to say I'm annoyed because I've been sitting on that for a year. I love that picture.
Now, you know what's actually fun?
I will say I loved your retort, night. what did Ward say about that one when you showed him that photo of him in Boston seconds before he was about to get KO'd?
Yeah, we're not really talking right now, so we're just going to let that go and pretend that never happened. It's like my pride forced me to respond, but it was against my better judgment because there's no need to get into any sort of a pranking war with someone like Aaron Ward. So I'm hoping that the whole thing just kind of dies and that everybody stops talking about it on the radio.
Well, I thought it was a good picture. I've had that one. I noticed that you still have it in your house. That was the best part about it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Like, it's a ha-ha funny thing for Brian and I, but when you get the rest of the world and, you know, thousands and thousands of people on Twitter, and I've taken a beating for it on Twitter, too. So it's all in good fun, all chuckles between the fellas.
Yeah, definitely. It was good. Quickly, any injuries, rumblings? I know it's Fort Knox as far as that,
yeah.
But guys, you've seen, like, who's playing hurt in this series, and do you think that could play a factor tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know Brandon Prust is playing hurt. His effectiveness has been limited. He's still going to play. There was some talk of Dennis Seidenberg potentially being ready. He's looked really, really good, but I don't think he's going to play. He's been out since, I think, December, and I just think throwing him into a Game 7 might be a little much even for a wily veteran like him. So I don't know. Everybody's trying to figure out if David Krejci's hurt because his numbers would indicate he's got two broken wrists. But but nobody is coming up with anything. So we think he's playing healthy. I think both teams are reasonably healthy, and I don't think that injuries are going to be a big factor in tonight's game. I think that the key players are healthy and ready to go. You know, it's funny because I picked Boston to come out of the East and to play in the Stanley Cup final, but it's funny, as I head to the rink tonight, I feel like I have to pick Montreal to win this game. Based on the way things have gone in this series and my gut feeling for tonight is Montreal is going to win, which goes against my pick of Boston coming out of the East.
Yeah, well, I have the Bruins going through. I had the Rangers going through. My West is pretty much broken, so it doesn't matter. But, Game 7, anything can happen. It'd be rare to see the road team win on consecutive nights, but, man, we've seen a lot of rare, strange things so far in this playoff, so who knows?
Yeah, well, listen, the battle of the goaltenders might be as far as you need to look. Both these guys have played in two Game 7s. Both are 1-1. Neither has really stolen a game, but Tuukka Rask, you can make the argument, has not been great in either of the Game 7s that he played in, even though he won one. He's got a 3.87 goals against average. Carey Price is 1.91. Far superior under-pressure numbers for Carey Price in Game 7s than Tuukka Rask. And I have a feeling when I'm standing there doing the debrief with Dregs and with Marty Biron, that'll be a big part of what we're talking about.
Well, we'll be watching. Shager, appreciate your time.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Enjoy the game tonight.